It's gonna rain today, but the sun will always be there. Viola, it took a lot of love. It's gonna rain today, but the sun will always be there. You didn't have to go, but you went anyway out of pure love and out of doing what was right so that everyone could have a sunny day. It's gonna rain today, but the sun will always be there. As far as who you are and your love, I absolutely have nothing to complain about. A woman that had a husband and 5 children, it took a lot of concern for you to drive your Oldsmobile down to Selma, Alabama in March of 1965. It's gonna rain today, but the sun will always be there. There was no stopping you because you were strong-willed and loving, which is what guided you. You knew. It's gonna rain today, but the sun will always be there. Your Oldsmobile took you south. You did more with less than many people did who had more. You didn't care. You did what you had to do to uplift the love that really matters. Yeah, it's gonna rain today, but the sun will always be there. I've never met you, but I'm wise enough to know that though you were gone before I was born, that your light eyes have seen a lot of things and that your ears have heard extreme language, name-calling, and oppression beyond what many could ever dream or could ever handle. You knew and were aware of a lot of things. It's gonna rain today, but the sun will always be there. Your love kept you strong. Your love could dilute the venoms of the most poisonous snakes to water. Your faith could take the strongest hate to the ground. You didn't care what anyone else or others thought. Shoes, stockings, heels, or bare feet, you worked hard. Others whispered, but you weren't the type that whispered when it came to doing what was right and spreading love. Viola, you were a now person, not a later person. It's gonna rain today, but the sun will always be there. When you ask someone a question, you wanted a straight and honest answer, not a bunch of gibberish nonsense. You wanted to sing a beautiful song. It's gonna rain today, but the sun will always be there. You may have had a lot of critics before as well as after you were senselessly murdered, but you could ask all of your critics, past, present, and future, 2 questions. 1, if the morals of the people in this country were so good, then why were you murdered? 2, with the injustices and turmoil that was going on in this country, why didn't your critics, as well as others, stand up and do something? The answer is simple. They were either hindered by their own fears, or hindered by their own hatred, or all the above. If you were lucky enough to receive an answer from your critics or from others, it was along the lines of, quote, that's just the way it is. To you, this was a sorry, unacceptable excuse and answer that has the agenda and status quo of hate and divisiveness in it. It's gonna rain today, but the sun will always be there. Viola, you did something while others preached doctrines of hate and stood still in fear. Looking at the pictures of your Oldsmobile from what happened on March 25, 1965 on Route 80, the question goes out to America and mankind. Can you explain this? Your critics doing a lot of dirt, thinking that they're covering up while also trying to discredit you and your character. They couldn't and can't do it because a beautiful flower has grown. That beautiful flower is you. It's gonna rain today, but the sun will always be there. You're so beautiful, a rose garden. Viola Liuzzo, it's gonna rain today, but the sun will always be there.